Lucy Kaplansky is a singer-songwriter who lives less than a mile from the site of the former World Trade Center in New York. A year ago today, she was in her apartment, nervous about the release of her fourth album, Every Single Day. Then she heard a plane fly overhead, and looking out of her window, watched in horror as the first of the towers burned. She didn't intend to write music about the terror attacks, and did not until a couple of months after September 11th.
I was coming into LaGuardia Airport after being away, and I saw a really arresting image, which was Muslim taxi drivers kneeling and praying out by the taxi stand in the middle of everything. And I thought this was a really compelling image, and I wanted to put it in a song, and I had no idea how. And I tried and tried, nothing happened. And then I had the thought that maybe they were praying for all of us. And at that point, it turned into this song about 9/11, which was really unplanned. It was kind of an accident that it turned out to be that song.
Late afternoon back in New York town, waking up as the wheels touch down, pick up my guitar and walk away. Wish I was going home to stay. Line of taxis, I wait my turn. Tar and asphalt, exhaust and fumes. Beside the road on a patch of ground, taxi drivers kneeling down. Neath the concrete sky, I watch them pray, while the people of the world hurry on their way. I think they're praying for us all today, the stories that fell from the sky that day. This is the land of the living. This is the land that's mine. She still watches over Manhattan. She's still holding on to that torch for life. Fire still burning, I can see it in the air. Pictures of faces posted everywhere. They say hazel eyes and chestnut hair. Mother of two missing down there.
Lucy Kaplansky performing her song Land of the Living on the CBS Early Show last spring. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.